Welcome back to Ashawal Soul. I am Jen, and this is
Jen.
Yay! Woo. Hello, darling. How are you?
I am very tired.
Why are you tired?
Because I need sleep.
Why do you need sleep?
Because I don't sleep. Because
you don't sleep and you're not feeling well, eh?
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, you'll get better.
Hopefully.
I hope so, because if not, I'm going on the cruise without you.
I know you will. You and Alex will have a grand old time.
So anyway, we are here to have a discussion tonight about our Jung-hyun. So, fair warning, anyone that's listening to this podcast, this is a trigger warning. We are going to be talking about Jung-hyun. We are going to be talking about some of the stuff that we have been reading in social media. And we're going to talk about probably a little bit how we feel and what we've seen other Shawas feel.
So this episode is probably going to be kind of controversial because we're going to be talking about some sensitive topics about Jung-hyun where people are kind of... they have opposing views on things. So if you take offense to things easily, you may not want to listen to this discussion.
So like I said, it's a fair warning. So lately, mainly since we have seen the boys' 14th anniversary. Yay!
Ooh, yay!
Happy shiny world. Happy shawl walls. Happy shiny. It's been a happy 14th anniversary for all of us because we love you. With that said, yes. A few new, I guess, shiny fans. Or they don't quite understand what shiny means to a lot of us and what it means to the boys, have taken to social media and may have left some not so very nice posts on certain people's social media about a few things with Jung, because Jung is not with the boys right now. They don't understand the concept that we all have with about Jung, that shiny is always five. The boys themselves always see him as five. A few of the people that I've known, I've talked to, and that are friends of mine, I really love you guys' post. And I share it personally with my own personal Twitter pages and Instagram pages when I do see it. And I support you, and you speak from the heart, but you write what you want to say brilliantly, and you do it well, very well. That you do not go out of your way to hurt anyone's feelings. You just speak with such an ebb and flow of the heart of how you feel about shiny and what shiny have meant to you and what has meant to those boys and what those boys do to signify the fact that even though Jung is not here, he will always be here. It is painful to see people who aren't really Shawas say, well, why can't you just move on from it? Well, because why would we move on from it? We know he's not with us, but, you know, in the human sense. But his music still lives on. The boys still make room for him. He is still the, you know... second oldest of that band, that group. He'll always be there. He'll always remain with them. You that are new to SHINee don't understand that he's still here. And I don't ever want to read again that you tell another Shawa that he's dead and gone, that we need to just move on, because you now are hurting my family. Shiny's not only my family. Shiny World is my family. Shawas are my family. And for you to say something like that is really disrespectful and very hurtful. You are not a fan of Shiny if you were to say something like that. You're just not. This is my opinion. This is my feelings. I am not speaking for Jen. I am speaking for me, Jen. This is how I feel. You don't deserve to know their music. You don't deserve to know them. You don't deserve to know him. That's how I feel. How do you feel, Jen?
From what I remember from last night,
right,
when we were talking about the Twitter posts and stuff, and how we were talking about how people are saying, people are basically not even recognizing that Jonghyun is even a part of SHINee.
Right.
That's how we got into this discussion last night, right? That, you know, there are people who are discovering SHINee for the first time, and they don't realize that there was a fifth member, and that a lot of people are taking offense to that, right?
Yes.
And we had a discussion last night about, are these people claiming that they're fans? Are they just, you know, people who are just, you know, casually listening to the music and are not really caring too much about the history and,
right,
you know, and I think it comes down to, at least for me, it depends on how you're showing up in the world, at least the online world, how you view it. Because if you're saying that you're a SHINee fan and you're being very public about that, whether you're declaring that outright or you're using SHINee something related in your name, whether it's a member or, you know, saying the word Shawal or whatever in your username, whatever it is, if you're indicating that you are a SHINee fan, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that you don't know who Jonghyun is. Because if you are truly a Shawal, there's no excuse. You should have listened to the music, all the music. Maybe not every single song, but you should have gone through and watched at least all the music videos, you'd think, you know?
Right.
Listen to more than one album.
Right.
And, I mean, I understand there are people who are just coming into it, and they might have watched one or two music videos, and they like SHINee's music, or maybe they like one album, they've heard an album.
Right.
And they like that album. But that doesn't give somebody the right to say that they're a fan of something. Not truly. Because if you don't know the members' names, I mean, you'd be surprised, some of the videos on YouTube that I've watched, reaction videos, where people, you know, watch three or four videos and they start claiming that they're fans of groups or artists or whatever it is. And this is not just SHINee related, but just in general.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know who the people are in it.
How can you not?
You can't even recognize all the members. And I'm just like, okay, you can still enjoy the music. Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But I think it's an insult. It doesn't even matter who we're talking about. It's an insult,
right,
to the actual fans fandom of that artist, right, or group,
right,
to say that you are associating with them.
Right.
Because you can't even respect the group enough to be able to recognize who these people are.
Right.
So that just bothers me, and that's kind of the way I look at it. It's like, if you can't even recognize that a member existed, you know, sometime, even though they're not here, regardless of what it is, you should still respect that that person was there.
Right.
And we talked about another thing yesterday about how, you know, there's certain people who are just fans of a particular member.
Right.
But they are completely, like, against the group that they're in. And it's like, okay, I don't understand that. Because if you can't respect what they respect, how can you be a fan of something?
Right.
If that member is in a group and they're super close,
right,
they're like family.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean that you have to like the music of that group.
Right.
But you still have to respect them.
Right.
You have to understand that this is an extension of who they are as an artist.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to be for the group or follow what they do, but just to give them respect. But to say that you like somebody and then just flat out go, well, that's disgusting, or I can't stand them, they're, you know, blah, 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 all these horrible things. And, you know, I've heard it. Yeah. You've heard it.
Yeah.
So who are these people that are saying...
Supposedly...
Like... get over it. Are these, like, just random people? Like, just out there? Or are they Shawals?
I don't think they're Shawals. I think they're new people that kind of came on to the scene with liking the Don't Call Me and the album from that moment on.
Yeah.
So they're not... They've not been a part of SHINee for the past 14 years or even the past 5 years. So they don't... Well, know anything about him?
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, if you're one of those people, I'm sorry that we have to say this, but, I mean, if that's truly how you feel, then you don't belong in this fandom. I'm sorry.
No, you don't.
Because that's completely disrespectful. To come in and say that the last, you know, 12 or whatever years of a group's existence doesn't matter.
Right.
Because you're too lazy to go through and learn and listen.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's pure laziness is what it is.
And not only that, the fact that you say something like that, and knowing that one of those boys searches the internet all the time with his name tied to anything, or SHINee's name tied to anything. And it wouldn't surprise me if lately if they all don't do that. And they come across your comments. That would be so hurtful to them. It's 5 SHINee. And the boys will tell you, it's 5 SHINee. It is a 5 and then H-I-N, little E, little E. There's a reason for that. Because whether Jung is here or Jung is there, there's always 5 of them. There's always going to be 5 of them. That is the way it is. That's the way it was the day they debuted. And that's the way it will be when the day they finally step off the stage the very last time. It will always be 5 of them. And if you actually have seen their videos from the Don't Call Me, you will notice that there's a slight window there in many of those moves, and that is where Jung goes. There's a lot of things. Matter of fact, you can go listen to our podcast with the Don't Call Me, or go watch our MV where we point out certain things. They always represent Jung. They always have him. He's always in thought in everything they do. It really proves to me that you're a very small-minded individual and you can't see past your nose. And Jen's right. I agree. You don't belong to this fandom. You cannot call yourself a Shawa. Because the fact that if you were a Shawa and you cared about SHINee, you wouldn't say such ignorant things. You wouldn't be so disrespectful to any brother or sister Shawa we have. And you sure in hell wouldn't be disrespectful to those boys because that's what you're doing. I'm very disappointed in what I've seen over the past few days. I'm disappointed in what I've seen since the 25th. I don't care if you like me or not. I'm not here to do anything to upset anyone, but speak my truth. I am entitled to my opinion just like you are when you took to social media and said what you wanted to say. But when you start stepping on my boys and disrespecting them, and you start stepping on Shawas that are friends of mine, and then even though I haven't met everybody else and the people that follow us, who all seem very kind and caring and loving and supporting, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to speak out. I'm going to tell you, you're being wrong. You're being an ass. And you need to just stop.
But I think that's what is so upsetting about it. And I think that's why we're taking the time to just talk about it. Because, you know, speaking of fandoms in general.
Right.
Shawals are known to be the most kind and caring of out of a lot of the K-pop fandoms.
Exactly.
And I think what is disturbing about this topic is that we shouldn't even have to be having it. True. And I think what's happening is that because of the recognition that they got when they came back after that long hiatus, they had a lot of people that didn't really know a lot about SHINee.
Right.
You know, all of a sudden take an interest in them, and so they've become more in the mainstream. And I don't want to say mainstream like that's necessarily a bad thing, but, you know, like, right now it's all about fourth generation K-pop, you know, and each generation has their culture and stuff around it.
Right.
And unfortunately, you know, as K-pop has gotten, you know, older, or I should say younger, essentially, yeah. You know, things have, you know, the fandoms have gotten nastier, you know, yeah, over the years. And I think that's why this is happening. I think, you know, it's just a result of, you know, these people who, you know, are newer and they don't realize the kind of fandom that we are. You know, it's already established as being this, you know, compassionate, you know, loving kind right. of family.
Right.
And to just have people come in and just kind of disregard that and just and kind
disrespect
of
it.
Disrespect, you know, any aspect of right. of any member or anything that's going on in general, because it's just, it's not something that you see all the time. So it really no. stands out. Like, yeah. you know, if this was some other group, it probably wouldn't stand out that much because, you know,
it happens.
This stuff is just, it sadly is kind of the norm, you know. There's
right.
so many, you know, negative things that people say.
Right.
But this just stands out because this is not something that...
This is not what SHINee World is about.
Right. And basically, you know, we're just kind of saying that, you know, if this is the attitude that you have, then we really just don't want you. Or fandom, period.
Yeah. It's because...
We're a fandom of love.
Yeah, and respect. And support. And to be there for one another, because all of us lost a part, but those boys lost more. And we understand that. And we also know that in our own lives, we have people that come and go out of our life. We have, you know, some people lose their moms and their dads or other loved ones, and it's difficult, and it's nice to know that you can go, no matter where you are in this world, go online and post that I'm having a rough day today. Can you share some Taemin photos? Or I'm having a rough day today. Can you share some Jung photos? Or, you know, I didn't do so well on my test today. Can you share some Key photos? And people will take to it and they'll post it because we don't want to hear our family members that belong to our fandom having a rough day, having to struggle, because we all know what it's like to be there, and we support one another. We want to be there for each other. Let's show these boys that we still are the classy ones, the good standing by ones, the ones that are always going to be positive and loving and caring. And those who do not deserve to be in our group will eventually leave, because negative people cannot tolerate being around positive people. And they sure won't stay around people if they know they can't intimidate us. So please stay positive. And if you need anyone to talk to, you guys know where we are. We have a private group that you could pop into and say stuff. You can talk to your little heart's content. You can find other Shawas in there to talk to. You can bend my ear. You can bend Jen's ear. We're all there. We're all there for each other.
And I'm sure most of you, I mean, this doesn't even apply. You know, I mean, what we're talking about really is, we're talking about a very small select group of individuals.
Yes.
People that are not, you know, haven't really been, you know, air quotes, shiny fans.
Right.
For really very long. We're talking like, you know, just because of Don't less. Call Me or right. Atlantis or something, you know, their comeback, really.
But, right.
And, you know, again, what we're saying doesn't, I'm sure, does not apply to most of you.
Right, right.
And if we do have anybody who, you know, is listening to us that does fit, you know, did become a fan because of their comeback.
But you're nice. Please stick around. If you're yeah, not we're, nice, we're not, I'm sorry.
Right. We're not saying this to attack you. I think it's more just we want you to really understand the group as a whole and not just, you know, be a surface level fan, right?
Right.
To understand that if you decide to say that you are a fan of Shiny, to actually, you know, learn more about the history and the members and be able to recognize them.
Right.
You know, you should know who they are.
Right.
You know, and not just the four of them.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So, I mean, that's really all, you know, this is about. It's, we're not trying to attack, you know, literally trying to attack people or and start drama or anything like
no,
that.
No, I'm just I'm hurt and I'm yeah. sad because and I'm more scared the fact that a few of them might see it and they might revert back to what they've already come out of. And I don't want that to happen.
We would like to hear what you think, though, if you have any, you know, comments about anything that we talked about, what your thoughts are.
Yeah. We would. We always like to know yeah. what people are thinking. We have an open door policy. We're here. We want you to be able to express your love for Shiny on our pages and in our group. You know, if you need help, we want you to be able to know that you could come to us and it will stay with us.
But I would like to personally thank everyone who has made it this far and, thank you so much for listening to us rant.
Yes, because this was a rant session.
We're not exactly sure when the next podcast will be because we will be on a cruise. In fact, if you're listening to this now, we may actually already be on it. So basically for the rest of the month of June.
We won't be available for doing podcasts.
Yeah. There will be no podcast, video or audio podcasts coming out in the month of for the month of June.
Or we, basically, yeah,
because we're not going to be able to meet up and we're going to be gone.
Or for the rest of June, I should say.
Yeah, for the rest of June. We're recording this literally the last weekend of May, so.
Well, the last day of May.
Yeah, last day of May, so. Yeah, so for the rest of June,
Yeah.
So more than likely it's going to be Onu's new album that will be the next thing.
And I can't wait. Another Jinky, and it's going to be Japanese, and then he's going to do a tour.
Yep, he's going to go on a tour.
Yay! Kibami had something that he did and I didn't get to see it. And then Minho had something that he did and I didn't get to see it. And then,
actually, that you brought that up.
Yes.
If anybody went to Key's event or Minho's event, I would love to hear about it.
Yes.
If you have any videos or anything that you would like to share.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yes! And then, we didn't know this, or we would have watched it, but,
Oh, yes.
Jinky's
doing a musical. I mean, he's been doing a musical for a while. This is like the second run. Midnight Sun. We wanted to watch it. I actually didn't realize that it was...
available to watch.
Yeah, available to watch still. I knew that it was, like, back in April, and then I just realized it this weekend, but we missed the date for this weekend.
Yeah.
So... I probably will still watch it on my own because I can't not. I have the soundtrack. I have the actual soundtrack to it, so I have to watch it.
Yeah, she just got it, and it came with two of the cutest postcards and little photo cards in it. He's so cute.
But we probably won't do anything on it because we won't be able to watch it together because the only other times that... Onu's performance is going to be shown is in the middle of the week, and unfortunately me and Jin don't live close enough.
Yeah.
And because I work, it's just not feasible for us to meet up and watch it. So,
yeah.
So we will probably end up watching them on our own, and that will be that.
Yeah.
But you never know. Maybe sometime in the future we'll do something with the songs or something at some point. We'll see.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yes.
It's getting late.
Yes, so. It is.
Until the next time, please, all of you, be safe, be happy, be respectful of yourselves, be love, and be light. And until then, take care.
Much love. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
And if you would like to reach out to us, you may do so at our email, which is at... rshawasoul@gmail.com. Again, that is rshawasoul@gmail.com. We have a YouTube page and you can view our videos that we have there, and that is rshawasoul. We have a Twitter page. You can reach out to us there and follow us at rshawa. We have a Facebook page. If you would like to go and like that page and follow us there and share things with us there. That Facebook page is at rshawasoul. And if you have an Instagram account and you would like to follow us on Instagram, that is at r_shawa_soul.
If you're interested in contacting us personally, you can reach us at our Instagram pages. Mine is Music N Mystery, and Jin's is Call Me Jin Jin. We will also have the social media links in the description.